right. It's a Tuesday. Taz Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio. Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is right. Your number to call. 3 hours we got for you here each and every day on this Tuesday morning. Monday through Friday, we go with you as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. NFL free agency, Taz. It is glorious.
Oh, man. Wild day yesterday. Fun day. Fun day if you tracked it like guys like us did. And also, this episode is going to be great. We got a couple of great great guests on this episode. By the way, Moose, I should
yes,
say.
We do. We'll get to those here in a little bit. Yes. But certainly, free agency, Taz.
Yes.
In prime focus, getting us going here on this Tuesday morning. And rightfully so. And there's a lot of ways to go, whether the huge contract the Redskins gave Landon Collins, whether it be Nick Foles getting a 4-year, $88 million deal, could be valued at $102 million with incentives, with $50 million guaranteed as he ends up where everybody told you he was going to end up last week when the new league year began. And that is with the Jacksonville Jaguars, with his former quarterback coach, who's now the offensive coordinator, and that is John DeFilippo. On that staff for Jacksonville as they try and bounce back after what was a very, very disappointing year. The Jets were aggressive. The Raiders were aggressive. I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, we'll get into where Le'Veon Bell's going to end up. C.J. Right. Mosley's going to end up. There's still some big free agents out there. But I think the Jacksonville deal for Nick Foles, I think makes perfect sense. And there's this whole idea where, you know, we had Pete Prisco on from CBS, and, you know, when we brought up maybe because the report was out there at that stage, Taz, that Nick Foles was going to end up down in Jacksonville.
Yes.
And he kind of downplayed a little bit and said if it was him, he'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Nick Foles. And I'm not telling you that Teddy Bridgewater can't play, but to me that's complete utter nonsense. To downplay what Foles did accomplish as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles – and stepping in and winning a Super Bowl, and even this year, stepping in for a team that looked like they were dead in the water and leading that team to the playoffs. And if it wasn't for Alshon Jeffrey having the ball go through his hands down in New Orleans,
different story.
They could have beaten the Saints and marched on to the next round. And who knows who would have beaten Philadelphia at that stage. Now, I know it's a huge contract, but I'll be honest with you. I'd rather give Nick Foles 4 years, $88 million with $50 million guaranteed than sign Kirk Cousins to the contract that the Minnesota Vikings signed him to last offseason, because I've seen Foles play big and play great football in big-time games.
The biggest games, to the point you're making. Yeah. For the Jags, I mean, ain't no doubt about it. I mean, this is, it's huge money, sure, for Foles, but this is big, man. They got a guy now who's, I mean, come on. I mean, how much more clutch can you be? How much bigger can you be than getting an MVP in the Super Bowl? I mean, that to me is coming off the bench in the postseason to do what he did, you know, is extremely impressive and awe-inspiring at the end of the day. So for now, for him to go to the Jags, for Foles to go to the Jags, and it's monster money, I get it, but with a pretty stout defense that if they get cooking like they were, not this past season, season before, that defense with Foles there, and Fournette starts running the ball, and he gets his head right.
Yep,
dude, they're going to be tough, man.
Well, they are, because now you've solved the biggest issue on the team, and that
Absolutely.
Is the quarterback.
Absolutely.
I mean, and Bortles was a monumental disaster after they gave him a new deal last year, after their appearance in the AFC Championship game, and they'll get rid of Bortles at some point after the new league year begins, which is 4 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday, when all these deals, Taz, will become official. But now I've got a quarterback. If I'm a Jaguar fan, now I wake up,
sure.
I've got a quarterback. I've
Absolutely.
Seen Nick Foles play big. I now have a quarterback that can actually make some throws, do some things. I'm not going to win in spite of the quarterback, where it's all going to be about the defense. Now I've got a guy that, if my defense doesn't play well on a particular Sunday, I know Foles can score.
I know he can protect the ball.
Yeah, protect the football, but he can put the ball in the end zone.
He can put the ball in the end zone, right.
I mean, right.
No doubt. He can stretch the field, do everything. He's smart. He's a leader out there, obviously. You know, and with the pressure he's used to, not just in big game, post game experience, Moose, as you know, Foles, but playing in the city of Philadelphia compared to playing in Jacksonville, It's a layup
for
the
what
guy.
What about the pressure?
It's like it's just
night day difference.
Totally different beast with a fan base there.
No doubt.
That's a big plus right there too.
Well, that is, and that makes sense for the Jacksonville Jaguars, especially how important the quarterback is in the National Football League. As we've you bemoan that fact, and you mention it time and time again, and then you get to teams that don't get it, and I'm not telling you that Landon Collins at 25, 26 years of age, Taz can't play,
right?
But I mean, the Washington Redskins, this is why they're an inept franchise. I mean, to give Landon Collins a 6-year, $84 million contract with $45 million guaranteed, you've got to be Ed Reed. And he's not Ed Reed. He grew up a Redskin fan. As a lot of young safeties are in the National Football League, Taz, they grew up Sean Taylor fans.
He's an amazing player, no question.
And Landon Collins was a huge Sean Taylor fan. That's why he wears number 21.
Yeah.
A lot of the people you talked to said that's the place that he wanted to sign. But the Redskins, I mean, I'm not saying bringing Landon Collins aboard is a bad move, but to give him $45 million guaranteed. And
wow.
To have all
and I
of that,
like Landon Collins, I do, but
Taz, that
that's
is,
a lot of money.
That's
man.
A lot of money. 84 with 45 guaranteed for over 6 years. That is misspending your assets.
For a really good safety, I mean, he's not Cam Chancellor. I mean,
he's a box safety.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. He's a box safety. He's really good, but God, $45 million guaranteed. Yeah, man. I don't know what your Redskins are thinking there. I think it's a good getting them. I just think the money is like crazy.
Well, the money, right. And then somebody's going to say, well, who cares? It's not your money. I'm not saying it, but
it's just the business of it.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the point. Yeah. It's having an organization that has an understanding of what you're doing and how to run a team properly and where to spend your finances. Plus, who the hell are you bidding against? The guy obviously wanted to be a Redskin. Who are you bidding against? You're not bidding against the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Who went and signed Tyrann Mathieu later on in the day and gave him, $42 million after he signed a 1-year, $7 million deal last year with the Houston Texans. And I think that's a tremendous addition for that Kansas City Chiefs team.
Sure.
And he'll fit Steve Spagnuolo's offense. But that's where you look at teams that get it and do things properly and where you spend money where you need to in the right situation for the right player. And I just think that's taking assets, taking money, and misspending it, and overspending for a guy that's not worth that kind of money.
And Moose, to anybody that would say to you, and you're right, and to anybody that would say to you, well, it's not your money, who cares? It's these people that own these teams are multi-billionaires, millionaires, whatever. No, but it's about a budget. I'm just saying, if you're spending that amount of money, $45 million on a solid safety, that's a lot of money where you could take several of those millions and maybe get one or two other really good players or less of that money and get a really, really good player left in the draft. You're not budgeting your money right. That's the problem. And if you're a fan of that team, then it's a problem. Unlike me, where I'm a Bills fan and we spent $2 million on 75-year-old Frank Gore.
You also got yourself a center.
No, a good center, Kid Morse. Yeah, he's real good.
Morse from Kansas City,
center for the
Chiefs. Spent $44 million dollars on
he's
that.
He's real good.
The Bills got themselves a player yesterday. You should be happy.
Good offensive line play. Maybe he can catch the ball in front of ball accuracy.
They don't get all the headlines, but you need them to win.
That's all right. And Gore played all right this year. I mean, for a guy his age, he runs hard, but
Gore's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we got two running backs that are, I tweeted yesterday. I said, Shady and Frank Gore are buddies. Somebody tweeted. I think Schefter. And I tweeted off. I go, yeah, they can go to the Cracker Barrel together for dinner at 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
You get it.
Well,
yeah.
I do get it. Yes, I do get it. Folks. Right. It should, maybe you would have aged yourself, but you should have said Ponderosa.
That's what I should have said.
Right.
You're right.
You should have head to the Ponderosa.
I should have said that.
For the early bird special at about 5:15.
Yeah, that would have been better. Yeah, I should
make sure you hit that salad bar.
Damn,
the ranch dressing's fantastic.
I got to delete that tweet, put a new one up.
you have the Redskins doing what they do. Yeah, obviously, Nick Foles ended up down in Jacksonville. Tyrann Mathieu down in Kansas City is a good deal.
That's a good one, yeah.
You look at the Jets, who had a ton of money, anywhere from $90 to $100 million this offseason to spend on free agents, Taz. And I like what the Jets have done so far.
They had
a guy like Bellamy, who had a big-time success when Gaze was the offensive coordinator out in Chicago, and they don't give him a ton of money. It was, a two-year deal at $7 or $8 million with like a tad over $2 million of that guaranteed. Yeah. They bring in a guy like Jamison Crowder. who
good slot
this
guy, man.
Slot receiver,
real good.
Who this past year with the Washington Redskins was banged up, missed 9 games, still had 29 catches, over 300 yards, and 2-3 touchdowns. But if you go to back to his first 2 years in the National Football League, Taz, 16 and 17, he had 66 and 67 receptions respectively, when he also had a quarterback behind center, and Kirk Cousins, that could get him the football. And they gave him, you know, $28.5 million with $17 million guaranteed for the Jets. I think that makes sense. We still don't know exactly all the parameters of the Anthony Barr deal, but
I like him. I've always liked him.
But Barr, you know, who played in space, the Jets are going to put him and have him rush the quarterback, something that he did collegially at UCLA. But they were in on Anthony Barr from the word go, and Barr leaves the Minnesota Vikings, and he is now a New York Jet. As he agreed to go to the Jets, so they've improved their linebacking core. I think the Jets had a very, very good first day if you're Mike Maccagnan and quality players.
They totally did. And the former Viking, that linebacker Barr, you're talking about Anthony Barr, he's a player, man. And I think the New York fans are going to love him, eat him up. He's the real deal. And Crowder, as long as he can stay healthy, he's a legit slot guy. That style offense, Gaze is going to want to run. I mean, I think that's really, really good, too. Yeah, definitely. I think the Jets did a really good job yesterday. I mean, they still have the money, right, to get Bell, right, if they want.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
They got tons of money.
Right now, they're still in on Le'Veon Bell. Reportedly, they're the favorite, according to most executives in the National Football League, to get Le'Veon Bell, who initially tweeted yesterday, a couple hours into free agency, you know, decisions, something
torn.
Of that nature.
I'm torn,
right, and gave
He's
you a couple
torn.
Emojis. And then later on in the night, when you're expecting maybe something from Le'Veon Bell, he sends out a tweet comparing gaming systems.
I didn't see that one. That's
talking about, like, the PS4 is better than the Xbox
or something. He's locked in.
Everyone can't wait for Bell to make a decision. He's telling you about the...
Xbox or PlayStation?
Right.
Which one?
PS4, right. He
said
that
Madden
about,
4 or
that's
5?
That's exactly right. So, so they're in on Le'Veon Bell. They're in on C.J. Mosley, the linebacker from the Baltimore Ravens, who they decide Mosley, not to franchise, the former Alabama Crimson Tide star. Skins are in on Mosley, as well as are about five or six other teams. The center from Denver is getting a lot of love, too.
What's his name? The Bills were going to get him. The Jets might get him now.
He's coming off a broken leg this past year, but he's a hell of a player, the former Boise State Bronco.
Right. He's a sixth-round pick, I think.
Sixth-round selection.
Yeah, he's a good player.
By the Broncos, but developed into a hell of a center.
Sure did.
And they're still on him because they need to resolve that and fill that need. So... No, the Jets are still have got a lot of money to spend, and the Raiders allocate a lot of cash.
The Raiders
Trent Brown,
with
4 years,
offensive...
$66 million for the former Patriot left tackle, former 49er.
That's a good deal. He's a good player, man.
They bring LaMarcus Joyner in from the Rams as well to be one of their safeties out there for Oakland and for John Gruden, and they're in on Le'Veon Bell as well.
That's right. What's his name? The offensive tackle,
Trent Brown,
going to the Raiders. That guy's the legit. I remember him watching him all year protecting Brady big time. The big number 77 Jones. Real, real deal, man. I tell you, the Raiders aren't playing games, man. I got to say, Mayock and Gruden, I didn't think this would go as well as it's going. They're building something pretty special there, man. They're going to be the real deal.
Well, yeah, they're getting players, and they're getting playmakers. And Brown, give him credit, the offensive line coach up in New England. I mean, pick a guy off the scrap heap from the
49ers. That's his name, right? Yeah, I think it's Dante Scarnecchia. Is that what it is?
And to pick him off the scrap heap from the 49ers. Have him step in at left tackle.
Yeah,
And good point. You know, they don't, you know, he Dante Scarnecchia did a wonderful job. Look at the regression of that Patriots offensive line when he retired for a year. And then he came back and what he was able to do. Taz, they take a guy where from the 49ers, plug him in at left tackle. He's unbelievable. He gets coached up to the point where he gets a 4-year, $66 million deal.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, it's insane.
He would have given Coach Scarnecchia half of that.
Right. Think about this. If he never ends up a New England Patriot, where do you think Trent Brown is right now? Fighting for a job, trying to get a one.
A-A-F.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get a 1 or 2 year contract, maybe a prove it kind of a deal.
Well, you're right.
I'll tell you a team that I liked what they did, Taz.
I know you're going to say it before you say it. I bet you I can guess. Want me to guess?
Yeah.
Cardinals.
No.
No, I thought you were going to say Cardinals, but sucks.
You know what I was going to say? The Lions.
Yes, the Lions. Coleman, they got the corner.
They got Justin Coleman, Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers, that's
right. And brought in Danny Amendola.
And Amendola, right.
You know
why
I like that, Taz? Here's why. Remember last year we were talking about the Lions, how there were guys on that team that were bothered by Patricia yeah, and the way he was running things.
Yes, yes.
You know, I remember when Rex Ryan came aboard with the Jets and he was instilling that offense.
I do, yes.
Right? And he was instilling that defense, I should say. He signed Bart Scott.
Right, right, right.
He brought in Jim Leonard. He
brought his guys in to give that Burnett culture.
Correct.
Right, 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 right.
And now you look at the Lions.
That's what he's doing now.
He brought in some guys. He brought in a corner. He brings in Trey Flowers, who's a great edge rusher.
Yep.
And he brings in Danny Amendola. Listen.
Yeah, he knows the culture of the Patriots.
Correct.
To Detroit.
Kind of instill what they're trying to do in Detroit.
I like it.
I kind of like what the Lions did yesterday. I'm not telling you I don't like Suggs ended up in Arizona for him, or Arizona State star.
Right. I think it's good for him because he grew up there.
Correct.
He grew up in Tempe area there.
I do like that, but I like the very
I thought you were going to say that, the car. Yeah. But you're right about the Lions, no doubt, man.
The Lions did a nice
job. They did a good job.
Because, guys, if you're trying to instill your way, you need guys that know what you're trying to do to be leaders in that locker room.
That get it.
That get it.
That are going to rub it off to the younger
cats.
Right,
that aren't going to be complaining when you do a test. Aren't going to be, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that?
Right.
He'll have guys in that room that got his back and are going to say, do you want to win?
Right.
This you want to win, this is how it's done.
Right, right. And it's a proven deal there, the way it was done in Patriot land. Patricia there underneath.
I'm Belichick, Matt Patricia.
Obviously. So, yes. That's obvious. Yeah.
I mean, pencil and all. So we want to hear
pencil
from
pencil, beard, big belly, the whole nine.
First day of NFL free agency. Nothing's official, but first day of legal tampering, if you could actually say that. But that is what was said yesterday, time and time and time again. I was watching all the coverage. Where do you watch coverage? NFL Network?
I watch NFL Network. I flip around to about 10 different other ones. I have all the ones you can't get. That you don't have access to. I have other coverage, I watch other coverage.
Well, I was watching yesterday.
Nope. Other coverage.
So Paul's birthday,
yeah,
right?
Another birthday?
No, other birthdays. He got
to the music.
No, he got a Lego thing.
Oh,
374 pieces.
Oh my God, dude! No, that's
so. The day before on Sunday, he goes, "Daddy, can you put this together?" So I was like, "All right." So I get home yesterday. I had to do a couple things. I was like, "Let me get this Lego thing over."
Bro.
It's like a fire truck. And like a building on fire and stuff like that.
How
obviously,
long that
fake
take?
Flame.
Hey, you're buying your kid nice stuff.
Dude, hour and a half.
Oh my God.
You know why it took an hour and a half? There were missing pieces in the bag.
Oh, that's always the gimmick.
So then I had to go through and search through Jackson's box of Legos.
For extra Legos.
To find extra Legos and the matching pieces in order to put it together.
I need the yellow one shaped like a right angle.
Taz, sweating.
Yeah.
I'm watching guys are signing NFL free agency. I'm trying to put a Lego fire truck together.
You're like, where's the chimney? Oh, wow, Ross went to the Bills. Wow,
I was like, after that, I was like, God, I'm done. God. No more Legos. I think I might make a declaration now moving forward, please. No Legos.
Yeah, no, that's torture.
If buy anything else, I don't care what you buy, just no Lego pieces.
Just download the Lego app. Let your kid play with it on there. That's what they do today, right?
I looked at the box. I'm like, 327 pieces.
No, that's a nightmare. That's a nightmare. Yeah, just do what I used to do. I did Lego gives my kid, hey, you figure it out. I'll talk to you later. I gotta hit the road.
What do you hear? What your take was? First day of NFL free agency. Winners, losers. What do you like? What don't you like? It's Taz and the Moose on a busy Tuesday morning. Good show on tap coming up later on in the program. We're going to be joined by the Gardner-Webb head coach is going to join us, Tim Kraft. And also we'll talk to Andrew Brandt, NFL Business Insider for the Athletic MMQB. He's going to join us a little later on in the program as well. It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, Moose, when it's time to make a hire for your small business, you want to find the best person for the job. Odds are that person's on LinkedIn. LinkedIn makes it easy to match with quality candidates who make the most sense for your role. LinkedIn uses knowledge of both hard and soft skills to match you with the people who fit your role the best. People come to LinkedIn every day to learn and advance their careers, so LinkedIn understands what they're interested in and looking for. Which means when you use LinkedIn to hire someone, your matches are based on so much more than a resume. Your matches are based on skills and background, interests, activities, and passions, so you get a group of the most relevant, qualified candidates for your role. That way, you can focus on the candidates you want to spend time talking to and make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires. Post a job today at LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Get all the NFL free agency and trade rumors anytime by locking your radio in to CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week, brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's James Harden, the All-Star guard, paced the Rockets with 28 points and 10 assists, helping Houston defeat Charlotte 118-106 last night. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fired up.
I can tell.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
You know, the mood just changed in the room.
Bogus is in the house. Yeah. What's going on, Andrew?
Happy. Oh, hey, guys. Great to see you. Thanks for having me, as always. Hospitality.
Yeah.
Nice welcome.
Welcome aboard, man. What do you got?
I got an update that's sponsored by Geico.
Breaking news.
No.
Any signings?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
What are you doing to follow the signings?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Refreshing Twitter.
All the time?
That's
your go-to,
possible.
Really? Just refreshing Twitter? You're not dialed. I picture you sitting in a room, like phones ringing and people texting you.
Well, it's early now. I'll rev that machine up somewhere probably around 8 Eastern.
You never around 8:55 a.m. Eastern.
Do you use TweetDeck?
I do use TweetDeck.
You do? Do you love it?
I like it better than Twitter.com.
That's the app to like activate your Twitter? I know what that is.
It's a specific program that you can use Twitter on.
I think it's a desktop program.
It's a desktop where you get different columns.
I've never used that?
No,
I've never used that.
But I know people that do.
I do.
They're trying to follow.
I'm sorry.
Trying to follow a lot of information. He does.
You do use it. Wow. That's like, you got to be like a
next level.
A wizard.
Yeah. Agreed.
Genius.
Wizard.
I can't handle that.
No, it's too much.
That's too much for me. I can't do that. Yeah. Just one thing.
Right.
Even that's too much. And it's got to be in alphabetical order. And even that throws me off. I read like 30 seconds. I'm like, enough. Let me go to Instagram. Instagram's easy. I just look at pictures and I'm like, and I laugh and I move on. I don't have to really think much.
No, right.
It was good.
No, look at a photo one. I'm like,
if you use TweetDeck, Taz, you could set up one column where it could just be we over.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Now, really? Could you do it like that? Like for the hashtags?
You could just follow the hashtag.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. I got to talk to the Taz Show social media team.
Right, to get you set up on that.
First take my new glasses. See that?
I see that.
Yeah.
So you can do it by
the hashtag.
Right. If you're ever having a bad day, you can go right to that column.
Oh, wow.
It'll be an instant.
And get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Or if you want to see all of Moose's tweets, you can make it just a column of Moose's, Moose's timeline.
Right. It'll be one every four or five
Moose's like tweet.
Two or three here and there.
Tweet about Landon Collins.
They sprinkle it. Yeah. Then there's a picture of him building a Lego fire truck.
Another kid, another birthday.
Right. My son face really painted like a tiger.
Yeah. I noticed on that, too. Somebody then tweeted. I'm like, are we over member? Said, orange and black, Moose.
I did see
Yes. Come on, guys. That's a fail by a Weaver member. That was a fail.
Why is that a fail?
I felt like, come on. Your kid's got the tiger paint on. It's not an orange and black thing.
No, I understand.
Don't make it go back to me. I can just sit pitching your house. Like, what happened?
Jets have signed C.J. Mosley.
Whoa. Wow. There's your breaking news.
Pro scared the hell out of me.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was real.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The Jets have signed C.J. Mosley.
See, I shouldn't have left TweetDeck.
Whoa.
Look at that. Moose breaks the news.
Right here on Taz and the Moose.
Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Breaking the news. Mark Malusis.
Mark Malusis.
The best.
Dude, the Jet.
Look at that.
McKagnon is hitting a
home
run.
He's a stud.
He signed Barr and C.J. Mosley.
He's unbelievable. He's doing unbelievable. Wow.
God. Things are looking up for the Jets.
And man. As Bogus said, it's too early. It's never too early.
Hey.
McKagnon never sleeps.
Hot damn! Think I could go back?
Look at that.
To where?
You know.
No, you stop.
Oh.
You're a bitch.
No.
Don't mess it up.
I can't. You're right.
Dude, that is unbelievable.
And they're looking good to the Jets.
You can't leave Frank Gore.
No, dude, no.
I'll tell you this. Darren Lee, go find a job.
Yeah.
That's nice. His career
Tuesday,
is Darren. Over.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Jeez.
Exactly right.
Man, they are really turning
the
it
J-E-T-E,
up.
Jets, 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 S.
Dude, they are, if you're Greg Williams, Wow. You add Anthony Barr and C.J. Mosley to that defense.
He's got
to
be.
You got the third
that,
overall pick, Maccagnan. But this is smart. This is what we were talking earlier in the program about the Redskins, right? And Collins is a good player.
Yeah.
But you're signing guys. You're signing guys that are difference-making type of players. Now, it's been a couple of years for Landon Collins, and I get 3 years ago he was one of the best defensive players in the entire sport. But he has regressed, and they overpaid for him to get Mosley and Barr.
Five-year deal, bro.
Same free agency.
Five-year
contract, yeah.
I'm just looking at it now. Holy cow. You're right. I mean, unbelievable.
That is fantastic. Mosley wakes up, says, get me to gangrene. Mm-hmm.
You see the money?
No, what is it?
$85 million deal, $51 million guaranteed. It's what they're
looking
at.
He's a hell of a player, though.
Wow. No, he is. He's actually
he is an unbelievable player.
And your Redskins gave how much to Landon Collins?
84, 45 guaranteed. Redskins.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Moose's update is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick
win. That is fantastic. I just got fired up.
Mark Belusis,
great job. That is a huge signing.
Well, right during here, I was in the middle of my commentary about something. And I hear,
we're talking about orange and black.
Yeah, I know. Tiger stripes we're talking about.
Right, we're talking about Taz.
And then I hear a blasting, whoa! A typical Mark Belusis rare screaming of a whoa.
Yes, it
is. I don't know what happened. I looked at the TV. I thought we saw something on TV.
C.J. Mosley is a Jet.
Wow. Man. Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, Pete, you're happy.
Happy Tuesday. I love it.
Look at you. Happy Jet fan Jones. Look at you.
And you can't come back.
Mm. Second place never looks so good.
I wonder where they are money-wise. Are they still in on Le'Veon Bell now?
They got to be running out of money here. They're signing everybody. No, they're not in on Le'Veon Bell.
Dude, if they ever, you know what they're going to get?
They're going to get Ingram. They're going to get Mark Ingram. I'm just telling you, they don't have the money. They're not going to have the money to get Le'Veon Bell.
I don't know. I got to look and see.
They're not going to have the money.
I got to look and see here.
They're not going to have the money. How are they going to have the money to get Le'Veon Bell?
I don't know.
You know, Ingram's going to come in a lot low. It's not a heavy running back draft, you know, so unless they're thinking something there, I'm trying to think in the draft. Were they third? They're picking
third, right?
So maybe they try to get the kid out of Alabama. Maybe they try to go that route. I mean, Josh Jacobs, they could go that route. I don't know. It don't matter. They're not going to do
that third overall, but later on.
No, I know. But I'm
address the running back spot. But you would think if the Raiders don't get Le'Veon Bell. Right, but you would think that the Raiders, with one of those three picks, especially one of the two later on in the first round, Jacobs is the only first-round running back talent, that if they don't get Le'Veon Bell, you're not rolling back with Marshawn Lynch and Doug Martin.
You know, no, you're right. And Benny Snell, I don't know what happened.
You love Benny Snell.
I do.
Every day you bring up Benny Snell.
He's really, really good.
Are you getting 5%?
No. No, I'm not. No, but I don't know why he dropped, man. I don't know. His numbers looked okay in the combine. I don't know what the heck happened here. We got to find out from our people. You know, AB, you're going to work on that.
Do we have a draft department? A scouting department?
Mike, No.
Yeah, they could do a trade. Thank you. Like,
no.
Yes.
No, we don't have
no.
Okay. Rappaport then jumps in after the report by
he's a freaking hack. Enough of his
sources. Here's Rappaport's tweet. Sources, former Ravens linebacker C.J. Mosley.
Yes, sources. Your friggin' Twitter account, you hack.
That's $17 million per year. Took a lot to leave Baltimore.
Can we get him on the show, Rappaport, Mike? I want to rip him. That's his sources. I saw him on TV with a snarky.
I still think they've got money to go get Bell.
I'm losing it over here.
They've
got
money.
Dude, what's that? I'm sorry.
You
still got me on a Rappaport thing.
You got Mosley, Barr, Jamison Crowder. You solidified your guard spot with that trade from the Raiders. Oh, my God. Jets are going to be good.
Sounds like you.
Are you a Jets fan?
Yeah, he's got Green Jones over here.
I'm excited.
Look at this
guy. Plus, they're unveiling new uniforms.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I didn't hear that. Hold on a second.
This might be their first loss of the season, of the offseason.
What do you mean? Say it again?
This might be their first loss. Expectations are down. People are not excited about the new unis.
Why?
There was a leaked jersey that was ugly.
I saw that, but our
colleague Peter Schwartz is very upset about what
Peter Schwartz, the giant body?
Yes, the jolly jet giant.
Giant man. Like, so he's like, yeah.
All right, but when like I saw that photo, I asked somebody at SNY who the Jets are connected with SNY.
You're dialed in.
Right, and I asked them.
Asked Maccagnan, we know.
No, I did not ask Maccagnan. I go,
no.
Is this the uniform? He said, no, it's not the uniform.
All right, that's good.
Is this the uniform right here? Is this the one we're talking about? That's pretty badass right there, if that is. Yeah, is that the uniform?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
anyone?
Not,
anyone?
No.
No.
Well, that,
this
like
says this
uniform?
This says new updated uniform coming. This is gangrene.com. 4-4.
Yeah, 20. No official pictures are out. The Jets are basically guarding it like it's like they're guarding a bank vault.
Why? It's not. It's a uniform, guys.
I understand they have some big unveiling, but I'm told all the leaked photos that are out are not the uniform.
Well, why are they making all these cool changes now? I mean, like when I was there, like I was on the team when I was there. When I was playing there.
When
I was a Jet fan, it was Suck City.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Now everything's changing.
All right, Bogus, take it away.
I really need to tell you that this update is sponsored by Geico because there's great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. In non-Moose breaking NFL news, 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists last night for Russell Westbrook. His Thunder winning in Utah, 98-89, a sweep, the four-game season series with the Jazz. But the headline is the shouting match between Westbrook and a couple sitting courtside. He says they made a racist remark, so he has little remorse.
If I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing because I truly will stand up for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my mom, for my dad every single time. I expect anybody else to do the same.
The 45-year-old fan says he said nothing offensive to Westbrook and that his girlfriend never said a word, period. The Jazz say their investigation continues. This man and other fans around him received warning cards from security for excessive verbal abuse during the game.
All right, hold on a second. Now the guy Rappaport I ripped, I got to have to do a little bit of an apology.
Oh.
Well, because the new, I don't know what you read it, Moose, about Mosley, but I see Schefter tweeted it, and he gave credit to the rap guy. So usually this rap guy's a hack. So he didn't hack this time. It looks like he broke the news.
Oh, okay.
So I slightly ripped him on the air.
Rappaport, I mean, honestly.
I was a slight rippage.
You broke your glasses.
I don't
over him. He spiked your glasses.
Meanwhile, he's the guy who broke the news.
There you go.
So that's just a simple redo. And we start over.
You should get TweetDeck.
I should. I shouldn't jump the gun.
There was an actual fight in Cleveland last night as Raptors' Serge Ibaka went after Cav Marquise Chris as if he was Rappaport. After they got tangled going for a pass, both threw punches, both were ejected. Toronto lost the game 126-101.
Hold on a second. Mike, you said there was a clothesline involved by Ibaka. I didn't see a clothesline. I just looked at it five times.
It was a throat grab.
Yeah, it was like
no
a clothesline. It's called a goozle. Hey, it's called a goozle.
A goozle.
Goozle, that's what we call it.
Did you know that, Pete? Can you confirm that?
I can't confirm that.
It's.
He's our wrestling expert.
Yeah, no, he hasn't.
Trust you guys.
The closest he's been to a ring is in the 10th row eating a pretzel. So trust me.
Nice.
So listen, it's
actually,
a
foot long hot dog.
It's a goozle. Okay, that's a goozle. What is that? So what? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. It wasn't a clothesline. It was. You said clothesline.
He hurt him bad.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's move on.
Say Mike.
All right. Come on. Let's go.
Mike, just too much. I can't follow that. He hurt him bad.
Anyway, the Jets apparently have signed C.J. Mosley. Someone's reporting that 5 years and $51 million guaranteed dollars. Landon Collins, the safety, goes to Washington. Nick Foles, the QB, goes to the Jaguars. The Buccaneers are trading wideout DeSean Jackson to Philadelphia. Wofford from the SoCon and Iona from the MAC now in the NCAA tournament. And the NHL last night, Carolina, 3-0 win in Colorado. Same final, the Sharks over the Wild, and the Islanders blanked Columbus 2-0. Guys?
Wow, look at this. Hold on. I got to say this.
What's that?
Man, this is a rarity. Mark Belusis tweeting during the broadcast.
Did you ever run into Mark Belusis?
About SNY?
Yeah, I will read it. It says, Jets are having a huge offseason to go
to get both Barr and Mosley is great work.
Yeah.
I think you need a new prescription.
Thank you.
It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning.
Thanks.
No, you got it.
My glasses. I spiked them before. My glasses are
all broken. Right. I didn't include any tongue twisters.
I don't
know. You're like, to get... Let me adjust my glass.
It was like two words.
I think your wife is right. The readers don't work anymore. We need a new script.
And I was shocked.
It's Taz and Moose on a Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow.
That is.
That last segment was unbelievable.
It was.
Who was it on the show that said it's too early for news to break? I can't. Who was that?
Our Moose? Update man.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Bogus.
Whoa! I think as he said that, the Rappaport tweet went out, Mosley's a Jet.
Oh, you have to say that guy's name.
Damn it. Whoa! 5 years, $85 million. $51 million guarantee. So that is a huge offer. Someone was describing it putting it in perspective. Luke Kuechly's deal was kind of the standard for middle linebackers in the National Football League, and that is what Mosley is. I mean, that is a huge contract for an off-the-ball linebacker. Got to remember that, the position that Mosley plays. But, important position with Greg Williams being the new defensive coordinator for the Jets, Taz. That is a monumental deal.
Defense. We were saying during the break to each other that defense is
right.
Anthony Barr coming in there. It's just
Kuechly got $34.5 million guaranteed with his contract extension with Carolina. $34.5 million. C.J. Mosley got $51 million.
Jiminy Crickets. Wow.
It's a huge deal.
Unbelievable.
Huge contract. By the way,
stay for the Jet fans.
Charlie Casserly is back in the news.
God,
you
want to
know why? It's never a good reason. Let's take a listen.
Cole Beasley, I go with what we said earlier. Why don't you throw the guy the ball more? I tell you what, Dez Bryant, they threw the ball too much to him last year. Get Beasley more involved. I don't know why they can't do that.
God. That's just
How exactly? You're on the NFL Network. What is going on with Charlie Casserly here? And you and I went back and forth, and I defend him a little bit. You were critical of him, and I get it about what he had to say about Kyler Murray. And by the way, Kyler Murray's pro day out in Oklahoma, I believe, is Wednesday at 12:30.
We should do a live remote.
That would be interesting. So right, Kyler Murray's going to throw for all the NFL. Yeah, we should. We're going to head out to Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah,
I'll call JR. Right. I'll set us up.
Taz, I can't get you to go meet up for a movie. I mean, honestly,
Long Island.
We're not going to Norman, Oklahoma. But it's nice in thought. In theory, it's nice. In reality, it's never going
to
happen.
Trying to do a touch football game in the summer.
Well, we're trying
in
to get
my
a,
town. And
right.
I'm do it.
We're debating about the NFL draft show, whether or not we can get a hotel within a square mile of the building. And you think that we're about to head on a flight and head to Norman, Oklahoma? But here's the one thing. If you're on the NFL Network, this is not about... This is not about someone feeding him bad information. This is about, just being completely inept. Inept. You've seen other guys, right? You saw a very, very popular, a broadcaster on ESPN go out and talk about players that were playing for the Chargers and the Chiefs. One was retired. The other one had a torn ACL, had no idea what the hell he was talking about. He also then went out there and described the quarterback. And this is, Stephen A. Smith, Dwayne Haskins, as a mobile quarterback. Yeah. Meanwhile, he ran for about 102 yards his entire year.
No idea.
And as a pocket, just no idea. That's not knowing what you're talking about.
Right.
That's not being fed bad information. Because, Tad, if you're watching, if you're in the game, if you know what the hell you're doing.
Yes.
Charlie Casserly, this is not about him confusion. Charlie Casserly, as Cole Beasley, is complaining about Dallas when Jason Garrett calls him and says, "We want you back as a Cowboy." Well, that's not good enough because I want to be more involved in the offense. And Charlie Casserly comes on and starts talking about the fact that they threw the ball to Dez Bryant too much. I mean, Taz, did he watch the games?
No, he didn't watch the games. I don't know what he's talking
about.
That
is a monumental mistake.
Dude, he's 71 years old, and I personally don't think that's like old. I don't. And I don't know. Maybe the guy is just... This is like two times now in a matter of like 2 or 3 weeks that he's been a little asinine on the air. I mean, it's a little ridiculous. It really is. What are we doing here?
Taz, you can't make that mistake.
I mean, I do stuff on the air here, but we're a morning show. It's bits. I'm having fun. You know me.
Taz, we also don't work for the NFL Network.
No, we don't.
Right? So If I work for the NFL Network, I don't have to worry about LeBron and the NBA, the Golden State Warriors. I don't have to worry about the NHL. I don't have to worry about Major League Baseball and whether or not Bryce Harper's tampering with Mike Trout. I've got one singular focus. All I have to focus is on the National Football League. That's all. I don't have to worry about March Madness.
Nothing.
I don't have to worry about anything else.
None of that WWE crap either.
I don't have to worry about Urban Meyer signing on with Fox. I don't have to worry about any of that.
Nothing.
All I've got to focus in on
Westbrook's fight with people.
Is one thing. Yeah. Is the National Football League.
One thing.
I don't care if you're 71, 81, 51, 31, 21. 65. It does not matter. Right. How easy of a job is that to where all you have to do is focus on one league? And you're telling me, as an analyst and an expert on the NFL Network, on the day where people are actually watching the channel because free agency is running wild, that Dez Bryant played for the Cowboys in 2018?
Right. And it's like, that's like the difference between doing national radio.
You're inept.
National radio and local radio.
Yes.
Think about it, right? You got to worry about one thing, one town. As opposed to this, you worry about everything. And by the way, I want to correct you on one thing. We can, you can, I can, if we wanted to, work for the NFL Network. It's not that we can't.
Correct.
Not that we can't. We would kick ass and take names on that network.
Well, as we found out yesterday, we could work for a lot of places.
Your house.
Whoa! But back to Cashley.
Whoa! Too much.
Mark Malusis.
You are too much. You're too much.
That was a good line.
Yeah, it was a great line.
For about the five people that got it. But being casually, it's almost like, you don't want to say it. It's almost, and then I'm watching him yesterday as I'm putting together the Lego the fire truck for Paul.
6 hours.
And he's going on.
Were you sitting on the floor when you did that?
No, I was sitting at the dining room table.
How do you not, you got to sit on the floor with too the kids?
No, the kids
floor,
weren't there. This was me solo. My glasses on, focused in.
That's Instagram material. You got to send Mike
the video of that. I should have. You're right about that. I should have set up the
content,
camera. Right,
bro.
Putting that together. You're right.
Let's get a little tripod. Put it in the house.
You know what? I got one. I got one. I'll put that together. I'll make sure. When I put together Jackson's dinosaur, which is later on this morning, I'll make sure I'll send out a picture.
Man, you're like a toy maker. Like Santa Claus in spring.
It doesn't end.
It's unbelievable.
It doesn't end.
You got a mess under your shirt. I'm telling you, Superman, bro.
No. And then I come home, and the Legos are destroyed. Like, they literally threw the fire truck up against the wall. And there's pieces, like, all over the place.
You're like, my work!
Well, that dude,
thanks very much.
I told Paul this yesterday when I saw it. I go, Paul, listen. It took me 90 minutes to put this together. And he's 4 years old.
And he's staring at what's 90 minutes. He never knew what that is.
He's looking at me like, what?
You're talking in segments.
So I go, Paul, please, at least have the fire truck last the day before. Just play with it for a day before I see it.
Throw it at the door.
Before I'm stepping on a tire as I'm trying to go to the bathroom.
That looks like the same Lego I spent 90 minutes on.
What? Exactly.
What the?
Exactly. Wow. There's the headlights. There's one tire. Gregory's chewing on the other tire.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Castle yesterday on the NFL Network, Taz, and he brings up the Kyler Murray scenario, right? And he said, well, I grabbed some headlines last week.
He brought it up again? I said I didn't see the Cassidy thing.
Okay, so it brought up again. Someone teed him up with it, right? They teed him up with it. He said, well, I was critical of Murray last week. And then he proceeded to up-talk him.
Now he's putting him over.
Now,
he's putting him over. He's like, oh, he's great.
He's like, oh, he's a dynamic quarterback. He'll fit into the Kingsbury offense in Arizona.
Hell?
Wait a second.
What's going on here?
And then
each side of the Mount Jones.
He's going
double talk.
I'm like, wait a second. If you're going to be critical of it, stand by it.
Oh, God.
See, it's almost like someone said to him, listen, Charlie, this guy might be the number one overall player picked in the draft. Yeah,
Charlie came off like a schmuck.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to rethink this.
People are ripping you left and right.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And by the way, they used Dez Bryant too much last year in Dallas. People are like, wait, what? Hold on a second. Dez Bryant.
And Terrell Owens.
Right. Dez Bryant's like, wait, huh?
What?
Wait.
He's like, honey, that play last year. What?
Right.
What happened?
Didn't I sign in New Orleans and I proceeded to rupture my Achilles? Wait a second.
Dude, it's amazing how these guys go on TV.
Someone must be like, wait, this guy has a job at the NFL Network? How is that possible? Well, he was a GM. Well, who did he do? Was he a good GM?
No,
he was actually a terrible general manager, but he still has a job.
He
was an awful talent evaluator, but he's got a job telling us who's the great players of the show.
But you know the routine. It's all about the hot take. They all kind of come off. They got to yell about things.
Just
that's
go
it.
Opposite.
That's it. That's what they do. And everybody's like, oh, wow, he knows what he's... That's like the guy, the Smith guy. On the ESPN, he's always yelling and taking hot takes.
Right.
Sounds like Eminem sometimes. It's kind of
talking
weird.
About linebackers that are retired.
Yeah, like, you know what, dude? Stick to the stuff you know, and that's just yelling. We don't do that.
No, we don't. Ever. A wild night. But I'll tell you this, Daz. If you and I could focus on one thing alone.
God, we'd be great.
We would not. On that note. Taz, CBS Sports Radio.